An hour before the forum, a line of people stretches to the street at Jacksonville University. People are waiting to hear arguments for and against a revised human rights ordinance. One of them, Angela Strain, works for Jasmine, an organization that helps LGBT youth.
I think it's important that we're here to listen to the business community about how important diversity is for Jacksonville to grow. We work with a number of companies who are affirming and who are supportive of a diverse workforce.
But she says even when businesses have inclusive policies, it's not enough, because when gay and transgender people step outside their workplace, they're not protected in housing and accommodations. On Tuesday, more than 250 business leaders signed a letter in support of expanding the city's human rights ordinance. But many people against adding the protections are here at the forum. Raymond Johnson of Grassroots Campaign Consulting is selling shirts that read "Jacksonville says no, no, no to HRO." He says an expansion of the HRO would infringe on his rights as a small business owner.
Right. I have a constitutional right to run my business the way that I see fit. And I don't need to be sued or drug into a kangaroo court just because, that perhaps I don't want to participate in some way in perhaps a same-sex wedding. Or
if expanded, the HRO would protect people on the basis of sexual orientation, gender identity, or expression at work, in housing, and in public. Similar ordinances have exempted businesses with fewer than 16 employees and religious institutions. After three forums, Mayor Curry says he's still reading through speaker cards and emails and is still learning about the issue. Lindsay Kilbride, WJCT News.